Dr. Moresh Chakane into the conversation. Good morning. I think
to you, and good morning to your listeners. Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the places where you can really enjoy yourself, but while learning in a very relaxed environment. And now we have just brought in something very, very special for all the people of South Africa, for people of Johannesburg in particular. It's very exciting, and we are very excited, and we really hope parents will come out there in numbers and come and really enjoy.
So certainly, Afaan Sabana, one of the hidden jewels, not even hidden, but one of the jewels of Johannesburg. It is just one of the most incredible places. When our kids were a bit younger, we used to spend considerable amount of time there, just because there was always something new. There was always something else that they could discover. It's not a place that you can really finish in one visit, which is so great. But tell us now about this 4R exhibition, robotics, etc. That sounds absolutely incredible.
Absolutely exciting, and we are now moving towards being a very world-class science center. And this new exhibition, let me tell you about it. I'm telling you, people just hear about Fourth Industrial Revolution, they know the word, but really they've not come into real experience with what. Now, when you come in this exhibition, we will get a treat just on the coming. You are being welcomed by the robots, the humanoid robots. So you've got two types of robots. It's a pepper robot and also the sandbot robot. These robots are well trained. They can recognize the face. You can interact with them. But it's not only that, because what we realize is that people normally equate Fourth Industrial Revolution to only robots. That's not robots for under artificial intelligence. But we've got other treats in this exhibition. We've got other elements, which is virtual reality. So you can get into that exhibition, put on your glasses, and travel across the world, anywhere in all the things that you want to visit in virtual space. That's exciting. But we also have another element of Fourth Industrial Revolution, which is called augmented reality, whereby you see something and we augment it and it becomes something lively and very different. And you can learn and see it and touch and do whatever you like. You can break these things in virtual space. There are no costs in them. So, and then before you even enter into the exhibition, we've got the nice panels there that are well designed to do what, whilst you're waiting to get inside the exhibition, then you go through explanation, touch screens of what for IR is all about, what are all the elements and all of those things. So the main purpose here is really to educate the people about what exactly is this thing called for IR. And of course, the second purpose is that they must take away something that can go and start to be creative. So yeah, it's exciting. It's very exciting.
I was thinking that it's really about inspiring people, in truth, not only our kids, but all of us to be able to see what the world, what the capability is, what the potential is, because we need to be open to it. We sometimes are quite nervous about, as you say, we hear the term 4R, Fourth Industrial Revolution. What does this mean? Does this mean I'm going to lose my job? Does this mean that somebody's going to replace me? But rather engage in it and actually understand the incredible potential that exists out there and how the world is changing for the better. Because yes, of course, with any change becomes nervousness. Change is never easy, but the incredible potential here is tremendous. Just tell me when is it running, and for people over December, what is the plan?
Well, we have just started opening it 1st of December, so it's very brand new out of the box. So people out there from the 1st of December, please come all the way through. And what I can assure you also is that we have beefed up the security and Newtown is being clean, and we've got plenty of space here. There's restaurants. So you don't even have to worry about anything else, because we have underground parking. We can just tell us where you want to be. And we've got people that will take you through and explain to you. And as you say, that's one of the purposes, just to remove that fear from people about technology. And you'll see when you get into this exhibition, it really makes it simple. And in fact, it is simple. 4IR and autism is really simple concept. That some of them we have really growing up. I don't know, you know, when we used to play with boxes of matches and a wire connecting them and one the child get around the corner and then you talk from that box and then you hear the sound on the other side.
That's simple idea
that has been put together and packaged in such a way that now it is called for the industrial revolution. So there's nothing really difficult about this. And that's what we want to do. But we know a lot of people can access these very expensive humanoids and things like that. So that is why we have put it here in Saibono and we are inviting people to come. Please come and interact, enjoy and learn, innovate, take away things home and keep innovating. That's the purpose.
Is there a cost? Is there a cost or is it free?
Yes, there is a cost with, but it's a really minimal cost.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we are charging 50 rands only for the children and 100 rands only for the adult people. So, because remember we are a non-profit company and the idea here is really to get people to come in. I mean, if you go, by the way, this exhibition is the first of its kind in South Africa and most probably in the whole of the African continent. And I still argue because I just don't have evidence. I can tell you, even in a number of well-known science centers across the world, they don't have this kind of an exhibition. So to bring it really to people at that minimal cost of 50 rands, 100 rands, and of course, there will be those ones that you can subsidize and see how best, because our purpose here is not profit-driven. It is education-driven, and that will benefit South Africa.
If we want to organize, I know a company that I'm involved with does a lot of work in it's a technology company, but it's very involved in the social space, trying to help educate youngsters. Could we, if we wanted to organize a group of kids from perhaps difficult backgrounds to come through, can we arrange specific tours through Saibono?
Precisely. That's the point. That is the point. And then once you have done that, organize those groups with the company, will allow them free access here, will assign people. That's the main purpose of Saibono. You have just said it exactly. So just organize them. Let us know when you want to come. We'll give those children an opportunity to come through, enjoy at no cost. And that is the
message. Okay, so I'll chat to you later on today. But this sounds absolutely fantastic. A few people asking, are you open during COVID? I would imagine that you are open, but that you do have protocols, COVID protocols in place.
Absolutely. We've got very strict protocols. We are open. We allow a certain number of people at a certain distance. Every time you get into our building, there is a computer-generated questionnaire that you do.
Right.
We take your temperature.
Brilliant.
We check all of those things, and then you can be rest assured every time the people coming in and out, we wipe out everything. So we are really on top of COVID-19, so people should not be worried out there.
Absolutely, and it's such a healthy, fantastic, inspiring way to spend some time. Dr. Maura Chakane, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. The Saibono exhibition sounds absolutely incredible. I just wanted to check, is there a website where people can get more information?
Yes, go to the website, www.saibono.co.za, or you can call us on 011-639-8400. But we are also there on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So we are all over the place. You can just contact us.
Absolutely fantastic. Sounds awesome. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.